local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, cloudy and 72, but waiting on the next batch of rain and some cooler weather on the way. Details from Dr. Bill coming up here shortly on Mobile Mornings, plus your top news stories of the day straight ahead. Right now, here's traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department are clear. No accidents. State troopers are working one on Highway 43 at Salco Road. Two cars in the median. No injuries, and it shouldn't be affecting traffic. It's a good ride so far across the Bayway and the Causeway coming in through the Eastern Shore. The Blacksmith Experience in Daphne offers beginning blacksmithing and knife-making classes. Learn to design and forge your own knife and other fun projects. Weeknight and weekend classes available. Reserve your spot at theblacksmithexperience.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers with temperatures in the upper 70s. Tonight, clearing and cooler with lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant with afternoon readings in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Why should you call ProTint to protect your valuable assets from sun damage? Factory tinted glass on trucks and SUVs are only good for privacy purposes. The professionals at ProTint use quality ceramic films on all windows to create a much cooler interior. Ceramic films also increase durability and provide superior protection against interior damage. Plus, ceramic films are metal-free, glare-resistant, and shatter-resistant. For a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, call ProTint 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
If you didn't get your taste of the rain yesterday, probably be getting it here mid-morning. More from Dr. Bill in a full weather discussion at 6:35. It was it's one of those deals. So it was raining like the different parts of Mobile County and Baldwin County, but the northern parts, but the southern parts. So I was down at Fowl River yesterday, and you could see the rain to our north and all that, but from Fowl River down to Dolphin Island, it's blue skies. Partly cloudy. There are clouds there too, but it was like one of those that front just hung up and wouldn't come any further south yesterday, and it just rained in areas to the north of town, and not much to the south.
Yeah, I'm in the western part of Mobile County, not too far west, but just a little outside of the city of Mobile, and the rain came a little bit later in the night. But I had one of those instances where, you know, we had a lot of thunder. And a lightning strike came so close and was so unexpected, and I was sitting next to a window, that I about fell out of the chair. And that was embarrassing in front of my daughter and my wife. Completely jumped out of my skin.
Did they make fun of you?
Yeah, they did, especially my eight-month-old daughter. But yeah, we got a lot of rain last night.
Yeah, we got it later. Yeah, we did get rain at the house later, but it was just like during the day. The southern parts of the county were not getting in Mobile. But we'll, I think, all get it today, and we'll get more details from Dr. Bill. Coming up, plus a talk of some cooler temperatures on the way. All right, we enter now into day four of the search for the three-year-old from Birmingham, Camille McKinney. More details now with Kelly in headlines.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The search continues for three-year-old Camille McKinney. She was abducted on Saturday from a birthday party in Birmingham. A vigil has been held for her safe return. Camille, whose family calls her Cupcake, is 3 feet tall and weighs 60 pounds. She was last seen wearing a pink Minnie Mouse t-shirt and had yellow, white, and blue bows in her hair. The man detained in connection with her abduction has been charged after authorities say they found a seen photos of young girls on his cell phone. 39-year-old Patrick Stallworth is charged with 7 crimes, possession of child pornography, and possession with intent to distribute child pornography. The images were discovered on his phone as authorities searched for clues to find Camille. Now, authorities are emphasizing that those pictures were not of Camille. Stallworth has not yet been charged with any crime in connection to the three-year-old's disappearance. His bonds on the child pornography charges, though, total $500,000. The woman taken into custody with him Sunday night, 29-year-old Derek Irisha Brown, remains held as authorities have filed a motion last Tuesday to revoke her bond in a 2018 case in which Brown is accused of abducting her own three children from DHR custody. She and Stallworth are in a dating relationship. If you have information on the missing three-year-old, Little Camille McKinney, please call the Birmingham Police 205-297-8413 or Crime Stoppers 205-254-7777. There's a $6,000 reward for information leading to her safe return. A body found in the Mississippi Sound October 3rd has been identified as a Baldwin County man. According to the Biloxi Police Department, that body is that of 43-year-old Michael A. Blakeney Jr. There were no signs of foul play revealed during the autopsy. The cause of death has not yet been determined. Lab results are still pending. This death is being investigated as suspicious until the cause of death can be determined. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hello, I'm Van, president of Century Bank. Since 1903, our foundation has been built on listening to each customer's needs and providing them with the best banking experience in the industry through personal relationships. We invite you to visit Century Bank today and experience the friendly attitude of our employees as they serve your financial needs with sincere pride. After all, at Century Bank, we take banking personally.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Rallies are being held around the country as patients demand access to prescription pain medicine. One rally is scheduled for 11 outside the VA hospital in Mobile. Another rally will be held at noon at MLK Square in Pensacola. Protesters say the opioid crisis is limiting access to medication. Mobile police are investigating a shooting at the Knollwood Apartments. This happened last night around 8:45. News 5 is working to get more information about that shooting. Scratch-off tickets will be available starting November 25th in Mississippi. Over the next 10 years, $80 million is expected to be generated from the ticket sales. Officials say that money will be used for infrastructure and road repairs. Pensacola police have arrested a man in connection to a deadly hit-and-run last month on Cervantes Street. 25-year-old Kyle Harger was booked into the Escambia County Jail last night. He is being held this morning without bond. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Fresh, local, that's Allegri Farm Market. With fresh produce daily straight from their farm to your table. Sneak out and catch this morning's pickings and bring home the goodness of the Baldwin County earth, rain, and sunshine. Seasonal fruits, vegetables, locally made products, dairy, shelled peas, and ready-to-cook casseroles. Allegri Farm Market helps make fresh meals easy and affordable. Just off I-10 and Daphne at Highway 181 and County Road 64. Open daily 8 to 6, Sundays 9 to 5. Fresh, local, delicious. Allegri Farm Market. Buying new from Trailer Sales Alabama makes more sense than buying used anywhere else. You'll get the best built utility and car trailer brands at a great price. All with standard 15-inch wheels, radial tires, treated wood floors, and spare tire holders. Return customers drive from Florida, Mississippi, and Louisiana for the service, selection, and exceptional value. See all Trailer Sales Alabama inventory on Facebook and Twitter. Open every day, financing and delivery available, and no dock fees. Trailer Sales Alabama in Theodore.
Washington sweeps their way to the World Series. Jacksonville Jaguars move on from All-Pro cornerback Jalen Ramsey, and the South Alabama Jaguars face Troy tonight in the battle for the belt. It's 6:14 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Washington Nationals finished a four-game sweep over the St. Louis Cardinals with a 7-4 win last night, and are headed to the World Series for the first time in franchise history.
In the air, center field. This should do it. Robles will squeeze it, and there it is! The Washington Nationals are National League champions! There will be a World Series in D.C.
That call from TBS, the Nationals came out hot, scoring all seven of their runs in the bottom of the first inning. Here's a two-run RBI from Trey Turner that put the Nats up 7.
5-0 Nationals, bottom of the first. Swing and a fly ball, left field toward the line. Ozuna on the run, can't get there. Drops in for a base hit. Scoring is Robles behind him. Coming in from second is Gomes on a
was on Nationals Radio 106.7 The Fan. Washington started their season slow and found themselves with a 19-31 record about a third of the way through the season. With last night's win, they became only the fourth team to reach the World Series after being 12 games under 500. 36-year-old infielder Howie Kendrick took home the National League Championship Series MVP award. He went 5 of 15 in the series with 4 RBI and 4 runs scored.
I think we can compete with any team anytime. I think, people always get caught up in the things that are on paper. But the reality of it is you have to go out and play. Once we get out on the field, anything can happen.
Now that they've won the NL pennant, the Nationals will face either the Houston Astros or the New York Yankees in the World Series. That is set to begin on Tuesday, October 22nd. In that ALCS, Houston beat the Yankees 4-1 yesterday to take a 2-1 series lead.
1-2. Left side. Bregman gloves, throws, and got him. A dig out by Gurriel. And the Astros win game 3, a final of 4-1.
That was Fox Sports 1. Astros ace Garrett Cole pitched 7 shutout innings with 7 strikeouts. Houston's Josh Reddick hit what would end up being the winning home run in the second inning.
Hitting off Severino. Goodbye. Second deck. Josh Reddick has made it 2-0 Houston here in the second.
Game 4 in the best of 7 playoff is scheduled for tonight, but could be postponed because the weather forecast for the Bronx not looking great. In NFL news, the Jacksonville Jaguars have finally moved on from disgruntled cornerback Jalen Ramsey. Ramsey was traded yesterday to the Los Angeles Rams for first-round draft picks in 2020 and 2021, along with a fourth-rounder in 2021. ESPN reports that the Rams expect Ramsey to pass a physical and be available to play this Sunday against the Falcons in Atlanta. The Tennessee Titans may be finally moving on from former Heisman-winning quarterback Marcus Mariota, as the team has named Ryan Tannehill the starting quarterback for this weekend's game in Nashville against the LA Chargers. Yesterday's move comes after the former Miami Dolphins starting quarterback was inserted into the lineup in the third quarter against the Denver Broncos on Sunday. Mariota's in a make-or-break year as he plays out the final season of his rookie contract. He was drafted second overall in the 2015 draft. Starting New Orleans Saints nickelback P.J. Williams was suspended by the NFL for 2 weeks for violating the NFL's policy on substances of abuse. Williams was arrested in January and initially charged with driving while intoxicated. The case was resolved in August when he pleaded guilty to the lesser charge of reckless operation of a motor vehicle. The 26-year-old has started in the secondary in 5 of the Saints' 6 games. He has 2 passes defensed and a sack so far this season. Tonight, the South Alabama Jaguars are in Troy to take on the Troy Trojans in the annual Battle for the Belt. The two Sun Belt rivals began playing each season in 2012. Trojans currently lead the overall series 4-3, but the Jags and Troy have split the past 4 games, with the road team winning each time. That could be good news for the Jags tonight, but they'll need to pull off some magic. The Trojans are 15-point favorites. South has lost 4 games in a row. They're 1-5 this season, while Troy is only 1 game better at 2-4. Those 2 wins came over the Akron Zips and the Campbell Fighting Camels.
Like that one over in Louisiana, that fighting.
Yeah, just like that fighting camel. Kickoff tonight set for 7 on ESPN2. I'm Dalton Norwig. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
And we have not checked in with the Louisiana camel in quite a while.
No, maybe he needs to head to Campbell University for the new mascot.
Parade about there. He could sit on the other mascot. All right, 6:20. Be right back.
Your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big, sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment to purchase or to rent. From legendary Cat dozers and wheel loaders to mini excavators, skid steers, and more, Thompson Tractor has it all. You've already invested in your business. Invest in the best equipment, too. Increase your profits and reduce your downtime with Thompson Tractor and Caterpillar, the partnership that's been setting the standard in value, selection, service, and support since 1957. Just like you, we have what it takes. For specials and financing options, visit ThompsonCat.com or contact your local sales representative.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers with temperatures in the upper 70s. Tonight, clearing and cooler with lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant with afternoon readings in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at FMTalk1065.com.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, again, Highway 43 and Salco Road, an accident without injuries. Two cars in the median shouldn't be affecting too much traffic. Mobile Police Department to clear. It's a good ride from Tillman's Corner, Theodore, and traveling downtown from the Bayway over towards the Eastern Shore. CBD America at 5668 Old Highway 43 in Satsuma is the state's first brick-and-mortar CBD store. For your health and wellness, they offer all things hemp. See them at CBDAmerica1.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Plan to watch and enjoy the 4th Annual Triathlon at Dauphin Island, October 19th. It's a family event with proceeds supporting the Mobile Bar Foundation. Get details on the web at TRIthegulf.com and plan your day of family fun. Sponsored by Infirmary Health Systems, this radio station, Wind Creek, Mobile Sports Authority, Burr Foreman, Tobias McCormick and Comer, Cunningham Bounds, and many others.
All right, 624, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Morning. Sean and Dalton. Dr. Bill joins us here shortly. Kelly's got our headlines and Kane with traffic. Looking at the radar right now, that rain off to our west, but coming our way. Some of it getting some yellows and reds in there. I know that at the house last night, we had probably 45 minutes of just pouring rain. Pouring rain.
Yeah.
And it looks like we're going to get some more of that this morning. Dr. Bill fills in the details about 12 minutes from right now. Kelly has our headlines right now.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. News from our state capitol. As a federal appeals court says that James McWilliams, the Alabama man condemned to die for a killing more than 30 years ago, should get a new sentencing hearing because of questions over his mental competence. The 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals released their decision on Tuesday. Court records show that McWilliams is on death row after being convicted of sexually assaulting and killing a woman in 1984 in Tuscaloosa. McWilliams challenged a judge's refusal to appoint a psychiatrist to examine his mental health status at a sentencing. So while state appeals courts upheld the decision, federal judges disagreed. According to the Associated Press, McWilliams is in his early 60s. He has been on death row since his conviction in 1986. Both he and his mother testified that he had numerous head injuries as a child. The state of Mississippi is hoping to take a gamble a bit sooner to possibly hit that jackpot. The Mississippi Lottery Corporation announced on Tuesday that they will start selling scratch-off lottery tickets November the 25th, that is the Monday before Thanksgiving. Lottery officials had originally planned to begin their sales December the 1st. Multi-state lottery tickets for games like Powerball and Mega Millions, that's expected to begin in early 2020. The Lottery Corporation has began mailing acceptance sends letters to approved retailers who will sell the tickets. The lottery is expected to generate $40 million in the first year before growing to $80 million to $100 million a year thereafter. Proceeds from the lottery will go toward infrastructure improvements and education. Now only five states remain without lotteries. Those five states are Alabama, Alaska, Hawaii, Nevada, and Utah. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
At 625, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings. This segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, or on the telephone at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Got junk around the house, trying to get cleaned up, maybe get ready for family and friends coming in for the holidays. Make it happen quickly with my buddy Trey and the crew from 1-800-GOT-JUNK. It could be big stuff. It could be tons of small stuff. It could be, if you have, instead of having a junk drawer, you have a junk room. Used to be known, also known as your guest room, but you started stacking stuff in there and then started putting stuff on the guest bed. And, okay, I'm not going to call you out, but you know who you are. Go ahead and make the call to 1-800-GOT-JUNK and get rid of the stuff. If you haven't used it in a year, you don't need it. Get the junk out of your life. Get the clutter out of your life and get ready to bring Uncle Merle and Aunt Elda into the house there for the holidays. Open up that guest room. Merle is nice. Elda, she's a little condescending, but Merle is nice. Open up that guest room with 1-800-GOT-JUNK online, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Make that appointment and get them out there today. All right, 627, I want to point something out. First of all, haven't we been monitoring that the Oxford English Dictionary and the other dictionaries seem to be adding new words to the dictionary? It used to be a once-a-year thing.
Yeah, now they've, like, rotated. So each one has new words every month.
Yes, because it's an advertising campaign. Okay, I realize that when we see these stories. It's an advertising campaign for the dictionary. It's going to be hard to sell dictionaries these days.
Yeah, I mean, everyone has Google.
Yes, so maybe that's what they're doing here. But the Oxford English Dictionary has now added chillax, promposal, Jedi, and whatevs to the dictionary.
Disgusting.
Yeah, chillax, the verb to calm down and relax. Nomophobia, anxiety about not having access to a mobile phone. Promposal, invitation to be someone's date to a school prom. And whatevs, typically in response to a question or statement, to indicate the speaker is disinclined to engage with or indifferent to the matter.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A shot was fired during a robbery at an ATM late last night. Happened at the Navy Federal Credit Union on Davis Highway at Langley Avenue around 10:30. No one was hit by the bullet, which struck a car. Pensacola police are looking for three suspects. The intersection of County Road 13 and Whispering Pines in Daphne has reopened after a crash involving a motorcycle shut down that area last night. We were working to get information this morning about the extent of the injuries in that crash. Rallies are being held around the country as patients demand access to prescription pain medicine. One rally is scheduled for 11 outside the VA hospital in Mobile. Another rally will be held at noon at MLK Square in Pensacola. Protesters say the prescription opioid crisis is limiting access to medication. For WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Champy's Fried Chicken in Daphne has everything to make your taste buds dance. Champy's has fresh hand-rolled hot tamales, homemade sides, fresh farm-raised catfish, awesome chicken tenders, salads, fresh cooked-to-order fried chicken, and don't forget about our fully stocked bar while watching your favorite game on one of our many TVs. Hey, your friends are here, so come join us at Champy's Famous Fried Chicken in Daphne on Highway 98, open 7 days a week.
When it comes to my business, access and control of information is critical.
I need a partner I can trust 24/7. CSpire Business was the easy choice.
Their IT experts have the experience and insight we need.
Connectivity, cloud, cybersecurity. CSpire worked with us to find the best technologies for our unique needs.
Having a top IT team isn't optional anymore.
CSpire has my back now and into the future.
Insight, experience, your IT partner. CSpire Business, customer inspired.
Need a golf cart? Cart Doctor sells Yamaha and Star street legal carts. They also sell all models of used carts, even rent golf carts for football games, weddings, Halloween, Mardi Gras, and yes, golf. Need a golf cart repaired? Cart Doctor repairs all models with their own body shop and full service mechanic. Cart Doctor will pick up and deliver too. And remember, they'll custom build a cart just for you. Visit them at 5683 Highway 90 West in Theodore. Just look for the lot full of golf carts. CartDoctor.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast home of Auburn football. This is Andy Burcham, the voice of the Auburn Tigers. Join us Saturday when the Tigers meet the Arkansas Razorbacks in Fayetteville on your home for the Auburn Tigers. FM Talk 106.5.
Brought to you in part by T. Bachelor & Son Heating and Cooling, 639-9234. Azalea City Hand and Rehab with the hands-on approach. And Baldwin Mutual Insurance, providing outstanding property and casualty coverage. Pre-game broadcast at 10 on FM Talk 106.5.
Turkish President Erdogan is making clear this morning that Turkey will not bow to pressure and will press ahead with its military operation against the Kurds in northeast Syria with a plan to put Turkish troops 30 or 35 kilometers inside Syria. Nick Payton Walsh reports Erdogan is not receptive to the idea of having Vice President Mike Pence there to try for a ceasefire.
Mike Pence and Mike Pompeo really trying to discuss with the Turkish government here the idea of them stopping this operation, despite the fact that President Erdogan has explicitly said today they continue to carry on, dismiss the ceasefire.
Jury selection is scheduled to begin today in the first federal trial over the opioids epidemic. Two Ohio counties claim drug companies that made, distributed, and sold prescription painkillers engaged in a deadly conspiracy that has inflicted massive damage on their communities and created a costly public nuisance. A federal appeals court will reconsider a ruling from a three-judge panel that originally threw out a lawsuit accusing President Trump of illegally profiting. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. The global economy in 2019 is on course for its weakest year of growth since the financial crisis, weighed down by tensions that have slowed international trade to nearly a standstill. According to new estimates from the International Monetary Fund, global growth is expected to slow to 3% this year, down from an estimate of 3.2% in July. The IMF attributed the sharp slowdown over the past 2 years primarily to rising trade barriers that have stunted manufacturing and investment around the world. Roche Holding raised its outlook today after reporting that sales rose 9.5% in the period from January to September. U.S. sales at the Swiss company were especially strong, up 17%. Roche says it had strong performances from its multiple sclerosis drug, hemophilia medicine, and cancer treatments. Crude oil up 26 cents at $53.07 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures are modestly lower after stocks posted sharp gains yesterday. And that's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
I'm Dr. Brian Heller with Southern Cancer Center. I'm often asked how I got into the field of oncology. In medical school, I wasn't sure what kind of doctor I wanted to be until that first day on a rotation in the cancer ward. I met a young girl with leukemia who had a huge impact on me. After that, I met another cancer patient and then another. I had never before experienced interacting with patients on such a deep level. That's when I knew I wanted to take care of patients with cancer. At Southern Cancer Center, I also want to take care of you. I want to navigate you from patient to survivor.
Now, weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so it's you told us a couple days of rain, and we got definitely got some in a lot of areas in Mobile and Baldwin County yesterday. But it looks like on the radar, this is our day, huh? We're all going to get it?
Yeah, we've got a real good chance in for showers today. We've got a cold front now that is across southeast Mississippi, and we'll be moving through this morning. And so we've got a good chance for showers and possibly a few thunderstorms. Don't expect any severe weather at this time, but mostly in the shower activity. Temperatures today, it looks like we'll get near 80, most likely stay in the upper 70s. You know, yesterday we got up to 88, and that doesn't sound very high, but it was only 1 degree from a record. Gives you an idea how warm it still is here along the Gulf Coast. But things will be changing when that front moves through. Now, I expect clearing skies tonight, and we're going to cool down to about 52. That means some areas could get into the upper 40s tomorrow morning. Yeah, as for tomorrow, I look for mostly sunny skies, only 72 for the high tomorrow. And then it's back into the 50s for Thursday night. Most likely we'll see temperatures in the mid-50s. Now for Friday and the weekend, Friday, partly cloudy day, a slight chance of a shower. High will be in the low 70s, so temperatures will be comfortable. After that, we have to watch a developing low-pressure area in the southwestern Gulf of Mexico. This is part of a tropical wave that's been moving across the Caribbean and across Yucatan. And now is an indication that it will be developing a low-pressure area, and it's going to be pulled northward on Saturday. And so we'll see showers develop Friday night. And then as that low moves to the central Gulf Coast on Saturday, we can expect plenty of rain. So mostly cloudy skies Saturday, numerous showers, possibly some heavy rain at times, and highs will be in the upper 70s. We'll see showers Saturday night. And on Sunday, still a few showers around, but we're going to warm up quite a bit, getting into the lower 80s. And then next week, well, Monday, up to 85 degrees with some scattered shower and thunderstorm activity as a cold front moves in. And then on Tuesday, we'll cool down into the 70s with a few isolated showers. So we've got some rain coming in on the weekend. It looks like Saturday, this system coming out of the Southwest Gulf could develop some tropical characteristics before it ever reaches the Gulf Coast. That is, it could become a tropical depression. But once it approaches the Gulf Coast, shearing is going to take its toll on the system. But it will produce quite a bit of rain in our area on Saturday.
Okay, so you do see it coming to our area. You don't rainmaker, but
rainmaker.
Not a wind issue or
not a wind issue, a rain event, and the shearing that's occurring across the northern Gulf and the upper atmosphere will keep that system from further development. So right now, you know, maybe it could be a tropical depression over the southwestern Gulf, but it's all going to happen very quickly. It'll pull out of that area and across the Gulf and then bring rain to our area as well as the Florida Panhandle. And then it'll stretch that rain on up into Alabama over the weekend.
Like flooding rain, do you believe? Or what do you expect for tones?
Well, I could see some heavy downpours at times. And so that's the potential maybe for some flash flooding. We'll have a better fix on this certainly later today, tonight, and tomorrow. There isn't any low there yet. It's all projected on the models. And so we'll have a better idea about just how much rain and that we'll get on Saturday. But I would expect that we could pick up another couple of inches of rain at least.
I mean, you realize that's the weekend, right, Dr. Bill?
The weekend, yes.
Okay, all right.
Sometimes it just does not work out.
That's like this. All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert Dr. Bill Williams checking in. Yeah, so first all that stuff coming up last night, talking about tropical activity. Let me point out once again, as major news sources, national news sources figure September's over, and they actually did it in a news story. Was it last year or the year before where they said, with the end of hurricane season, I said, what are you talking about?
Yeah, they were trying to bring it to a close early last year.
Well, Mother Nature's not having that, so we could be dealing with that by Saturday. All right, we'll check traffic and headlines and sports all straight ahead, plus California. This is going to get into a discussion. I'd like to have this discussion. A new California law allows motorists to eat roadkill. In the past, they couldn't. What's the Alabama law on eating roadkill? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. Y'all stay close.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your strategy personalized for you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situation change? Hi, I'm Keith Woodham, your Edward Jones financial advisor in West Mobile. We'll focus on what's important to you. We'll use an established process, create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals. Call me, Keith Woodham in West Mobile.
Or me, Carla Stewart in Spanish Fort for a face-to-face appointment.
Edward Jones, member SIPC. You've probably heard of all the health benefits of CBD oil. Questions? Go to CannabamaCBD.com for answers and buy locally from Cannabama, the CBD store in downtown Mobile. And now in West Mobile on Schillinger Road South. Cannabama, changing lives one drop at a time.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, we've got a stalled vehicle eastbound I-10 at Rangeline Road. Also, you'll see state troopers working an accident without injuries. Two vehicles involved. Highway 43 and Salco Road. Both those cars are in the middle of the median. As you're traveling downtown, so far no other accidents. It's a good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. Improve your health and maintain your beach body one bite at a time. Join us today for the pop-up soup and salad bar inside the Battle House Hotel in downtown Mobile with fresh greens, a variety of toppings, soups, and warm yeast rolls from 11 to 1:30. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Right, 641 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. Glad to have you here. Democrat debate last night. I'm going to pull two stories together, right? We're gonna mesh them here. I had the story just a few minutes ago about the ever-increasing number of words added to the dictionary. Mm-hmm. It used to be a yearly thing they did when they added new slang words to the dictionary. Now it seems like it's every, 2 weeks?
Yeah, now it's a constant stream. And maybe they used to not add many words because it was a physical thing that you had to carry around. Now that it's all online, they could just add as many words as they'd like.
That is, of course, always brilliance from Dalton, but that's probably it. I mean, I see it as an ad campaign. They're trying to bring attention to their particular dictionary. At the same time, it's not a heavy lift to add those. You're not having to reprint. Okay.
But you're right. It's more of a PR move for sure.
But at the same time, I'm agreeing with you that the fact that you don't have to print something in ink and add those words right now. They go, oh, look, we've added these words to the dictionary. Because that's what dictionary people sound like.
Yeah.
On words and slang words. So during the Democrat debate last night, I had was given pause when Tom Steyer with... What is the tie? As much as I get made fun of on social media for my love of plaid, mm-hmm. which, by the way, I'm wearing no plaid today. Tom Steyer with the plaid tie.
Yeah.
I didn't think that was a look last night for the billionaire. I mean, do you ever look at a billionaire like that and go, he could buy whatever clothing item he wanted. He could have somebody whose job it is to go buy him clothes.
Isn't that a Rush song? Today's Tom Steyer wears plaid ties.
Somebody get out there. Let's rewrite Tom Sawyer to Tom Steyer. So he said frenemies last night.
Oh, boy.
And so I took some umbrage, had pause with him saying frenemies. He's a 62, 63-year-old man saying frenemies. And I and my friend, Kenneria Lukatic from News 5, hit me up on Twitter with a definition of frenemies. Because I'm sure she's like, oh, that doddering old Sullivan. He didn't know it. I said, quite familiar with the word. But at 47, I know not to say it. Let alone at 62, you shouldn't be saying it. I mean,
especially when you're a... politician on a debate stage.
And you're saying frenemies. And I'm waiting for the next thing Tom Steyer will say. Oh, that plan to reallocate money to the government? It's totes adorbs or something like that. Which, by the way, if you have teenage daughters, I don't know if it works for you, but it works for me. You want to put the embarrassment monkey on them, use some of their terminology around their friends, but you say it. Like, I'll say, oh, that's totes adorbs, girls.
Yeah.
That's when they go running for the hills. Oh, you're dead. You're ruining my life. 644. Let's get headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Mobile police continue to investigate a number of crimes across the city, and they need your help. First up, an assault in a second investigation case. On Saturday, October the 12th, just before 6 a.m., police responded to Shotgun Willie's nightclub located on Spring Hill Avenue. They responded in reference to the report of shots fired. Upon arrival, officers discovered that there had been a shooting, but there were no victims on scene. Officers later discovered and then received a second call of two people at the hospital with gunshot wounds. Both subjects were at Shotgun Willie's when they were shot. Both people had been involved in an altercation, which led to both being shot. This investigation is still ongoing. The next case is one injured by accidental shooting. On Saturday, October the 12th, at approximately 12 p.m., police responded to Spring Hill Hospital in reference to the report of one person shot. The victim told them that she was exiting her vehicle when her purse tipped over, which caused her gun to go off, and that bullet hit her in the arm. The victim was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Etowah County authorities have identified the remains of a missing man identified as Johnny Lee Rhodes. He was last seen alive Saturday, September the 8th, when he left his home. Last month, authorities received information that Rhodes was last seen being dropped off at a residence on Bristow Cove Road. Investigators, with the assistance of cadaver dogs, searched a wooded area and at first found no findings. But 2 weeks later, a resident of that area notified the sheriff's office that a dog brought to their property what could have been possibly human bones. One of the arm bones contained a surgical steel plate which matched Rhodes' medical history. Authorities searched the area and discovered more bones, a skull, and even a phone in the same wooded area, all believed to be belonging to Rhodes. Two persons of interest are now in custody at the Etowah County Detention Center as this investigation continues. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
An amazing set of cookware.
J. Edgar Hoover.
14 karat gold diamonds.
We're bored. Go play outside.
Words from mom that bring back happy memories. And FM Talk 106.5 is giving you the chance to have more fun outside with the Go Play Outside Sweepstakes. A grand prize to make the outdoors fun. Go hunting in style with a Browning Outfitter package from Quince Sporting Goods, along with the Legacy Sport 223 hunting rifle with scope from Styx River and Mobile Shooting Centers. Scuba with all the dive gear you need from Gulf Coast Divers. Plus, his and hers Costa sunglasses and accessories from Sunglass World. Satisfy your backyard appetite with Monroe Bacon Sausage and Venison Processing at Monroe Meat Processing in Beatrice, as well as two boxes of 223 ammo and large capacity soft side camo ice chest. Cook it up outside with a Traeger Pro Series 22 Bronze Electric Wood Pellet Grill and pellets from Spring Hill Ace Hardware on Old Shell at McGregor. And when you want to take it on the road, use your brand new 8-foot utility trailer with 15-inch radial tires, LED lights, treated wood floor, and more from Trailer Sales Alabama. A grand prize valued at nearly $9,000. Complete details on our Facebook and website, fmtalk1065.com. Register at any or all of our sponsor partners to win a qualifying prize and be eligible for the grand prize showcase. Go play outside with all your new toys from FM Talk 106.5.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Rallies are being held around the country as patients demand access to prescription pain medicine. One rally is scheduled for 11 outside the VA hospital in Mobile. Another rally will be held at noon at MLK Square in Pensacola. Protesters say the opioid crisis is limiting access to medication. Mobile police are investigating a shooting at the Knollwood Apartments. This happened last night around 8:45. News 5 is working to get more information about that shooting. Scratch-off tickets will be available starting November 25th in Mississippi. Over the next 10 years, $80 million is expected to be generated from the ticket sales. Officials say that money will be used for infrastructure and road repairs. Pensacola police have arrested a man in connection to a deadly hit-and-run last month on Cervantes Street. 25-year-old Kyle Harger was booked into the Escambia County Jail last night. He is being held this morning without bond. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we
we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingin's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Want to bet? Las Vegas is miles away. The sportsbooks at Boomtown and Hollywood Casino are much closer. We're your 50-yard line behind home plate, center court ticket to real odds, points, and over-unders. We've got all the action and the best prop bets in town. So grab the crew and place your bets at the sportsbooks at Boomtown Casino Biloxi and Hollywood Casino Gulf Coast. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696. Sports betting is legal in Mississippi and not in Louisiana or Alabama.
Good morning. 10 minutes till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Washington Nationals finished a four-game sweep over the St. Louis Cardinals with a 7-4 win last night and are headed to the World Series for the first time in franchise history.
In the air, center field. This should do it. Robles will squeeze it, and there it is! The Washington Nationals are National League champions! There will be a World Series in D.C.
The Nationals scored all seven of their runs in the bottom of the first inning. 36-year-old infielder Howie Kendrick took home the NLCS MVP award. He went 5 of 15 in the series with 4 RBI and 4 runs scored. Now that they've won the NL pennant, the Nationals will face either the Houston Astros or the New York Yankees in the World Series, set to begin Tuesday, October the 22nd. In that American League Championship Series, Houston beat the Yankees 4-1 yesterday to take a 2-1 series lead.
1-2. Left side. Bregman gloves, throws, and got him. A dig out by Gurriel. Astros win game 3, a final of 4-1.
Astros ace Garrett Cole pitched 7 shutout innings with 7 strikeouts. Game 4 in the best of 7 playoff, scheduled for tonight, could be postponed because the weather forecast for the Bronx not currently looking too good. In NFL news, the Jacksonville Jaguars have finally moved on from disgruntled cornerback Jalen Ramsey. Ramsey was traded yesterday to the LA Rams for first-round draft picks in 2020 and 2021, along with a fourth-rounder in 2021. ESPN reports that the Rams expect Ramsey to pass a physical and to be available to play this Sunday against the Falcons in Atlanta. Starting New Orleans Saints nickelback P.J. Williams was suspended by the NFL for 2 weeks for violating the policy on substances of abuse. Williams was arrested in January, initially charged with driving while intoxicated. The case was resolved in August when he pleaded guilty to the lesser charge of reckless operation of a motor vehicle. The 26-year-old has started in the secondary in 5 of the Saints' 6 games. Tonight, the South Alabama Jaguars are in Troy to take on the Trojans in the annual battle for the belt. The two Sun Belt rivals began playing each season in 2012. Trojans currently lead the overall series 4-3, but they've split the past 4 games, with the road team winning each time. It could be good news for the Jags tonight, but they'll need to pull off some magic in Troy. Trojans are 15-point favorites. Kickoff set for 7 o'clock on ESPN2. 6:53, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pits and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we do have an accident at Patchett Switch Road at 2 Mile Road. Just happened. Emergency vehicles are arriving now. No other accidents in the roadways. We look great from north and southbound lanes 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland, and no delays across the Bayway and the Causeway. South Alabama football is heading to Troy today for the battle for the belt, and we need you there to support the Jags and help us bring back the belt. But we need you there safely. The battle is real. Buckle up and drive safe, Alabama. Go Jags. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers with temperatures in the upper 70s. Tonight, clearing and cooler with lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant with afternoon readings in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Movie night. I love these old westerns.
Me too. Hand me some popcorn.
I bet a couple of little fillies like you are paying way too much for your insurance coverage.
Is he talking to us through the TV?
So what kind of premiums are you paying on your homeowner's insurance? That's what I thought. You need to call Jack Green Insurance.
Wait, you're in the old west, like the 1800s. Jack Green hasn't even been born yet.
Are you kidding me? Jack Green's been saving people money on their insurance needs for centuries.
But how do you...
No matter what your insurance needs, Jack Green will take care of it for good. Jack takes care of my home, my vacation condo, even my business coverage.
What business is that?
My business.
Just ask him.
Jack Green saved my great-great-grandson a ton of money on a sweet premium rate on his triaxle dump truck.
Really? I need to call Jack Green today. 767-6550.
Go ahead. Call him. Make his day.
Call Jack Green for all your insurance needs. 767-6550. 767-6550.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A recall in effect may impact your lunch and or your dinner plans and have you saying, no bueno. More than 2.3 million pounds of seasoned ground beef has been recalled from Taco Bell when it comes to locations in 21 states over concerns that that meat could contain pieces of metal. The issue was discovered when customers reported finding a metal shaving in their food. Now, Taco Bell says that all the affected restaurants were in the eastern Midwest, northern southeast, and northeast regions of the U.S. The product is from Kenosha Beef International, and it has been removed from restaurants and discarded. The states where the meat were shipped, though, have not yet been announced. The USDA says that there have been no confirmed reports of adverse reactions due to the consumption of the product, which is used in burritos and tacos. If you are concerned about an injury or illness, you are advised to contact your healthcare provider, and you can also call Taco Bell with questions at 1-800-822-6235. This Saturday, you are invited to help your family become even healthier. There is a health fair that's happening, and it's absolutely free. You're invited to join and learn more about health programs and resources in the community, which can help improve your health and quality of life. The Community Health Fair is sponsored by the Health Ministry of Trinity Lutheran Evangelical Church. It's happening 10 to 2 on Saturday, October 19th, and the church is located at 2668 Berkeley Avenue. So there you'll receive food, flu shots, college information, job opportunities, blood pressure checks, health information. There will be a car show, and again, it's absolutely free. Take the family 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, October 19th to Trinity Lutheran Church at 2668 Berkeley Avenue in Mobile. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 658 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. I'll have to save our roadkill story for the beginning of next hour. Not far off from the California law when it comes to possessing and eating roadkill. And what's the Alabama law in that? Because I think a lot of us have stories where we would say, hey, that's some fresh food right there.
Yeah.
Just because it car killed it. Rifle killed it. It's still fresh food, huh? What's the law in Alabama? We'll talk about that coming up. Also, a lot of real news, headlines, Dr. Bill's forecast, Dalton with sports, and Kane with traffic. Plus, in the 8 o'clock hour, turning up your voice, we'll talk about last night's Democrat debate. Jeff Poore joins us as well. It's all straight ahead on a Wednesday morning right here at FM Talk 106.5. Glad you're here.